It's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us in the studio just like every other Saturday. Good morning.
Hi, CJ.
How was your morning?
It's great. It was great. And I'm happy to be here, even if it is sleeting, whatever is out there. But
yeah, it's going to warm up.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about mindsets again today. Last week, I was talking about this book that I found really interesting, Mindset, The Psychology of Success. And to start with the story from my own life to talk about how this book has impacted me. Years ago, I was a kid, and they told me I had musical ability. It's a sound test, whatever. And I lived in a very, very small town, and the piano tuner died. And so I never got piano lessons. I never got music lessons as a kid. But I had this thing in my head, oh, I have an ability here. So as a young adult, I thought, well, I'm going to take some guitar lessons. And so I start doing guitar lessons, and it's hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard. And I'm very frustrated because where's this ability they told me about? You know, my fingers are lead and, you know, anyway. And as I'm working in the class every week, I go into this class, the tutor, and she'd say, you know, there's another person who started the same time you did, and they're really working very hard every day and they're making great progress. But in my head, it wasn't coming to me naturally, I must not have guitar ability. I must not really have music ability. And what that is an example of what this book talks about is the fixed mindset, mm-hmm. where you get, you think, well, I'm either an artist or I'm not an artist. Either I have musical ability or I don't. And intelligence is static. So that leads to a desire to look smart and therefore a tendency to to assume if I can't do it quickly, then I can't do it at all. If I hit a challenge, well, that's just a sign that So my guitar lessons, I mean, it soon my guitar became a really attractive living room ornament. And then eventually it found its way to a closet and then, you know, a home, I hope, where it got used. And that fixed mindset is a really powerful thing to understand because we can influence the people around us, certainly the children in our lives, the coworkers in our lives, people we manage in our lives, in terms of how we even interact around success. So the growth mindset, just a reminder, the mindset's like the internal monologue in your head. Like with my guitar lesson, my monologue was, wait, I'm supposed to be good at music, and this is really hard. I guess I'm not really good at music. Or I won't think I'll try this and prove that I don't think I'll even try it because it shows that I can't do it. And so it faded away. Where the growth mindset has a basic assumption that intelligence can be developed. You're not static. You know, it's not fixed. You know, this child's an artist and this child is the mathematician and this child is the athlete. It's not fixed. And the growth, and that's true in terms of brain research. It's not fixed. And it's true in terms of research about success is that it's the ones who work and learn how to work and put the effort in. They love it. It's not like, you know, they love what they're doing, but they know that even though I have the ability, that's not going to be enough. And there's tons of stories in sports and in business where people have this great ability and they think that is enough. And then therefore they get smaller and smaller as people because they don't want anything to just prove that they're good. I'm good. So John McEnroe is a tennis player, had every other reason why he didn't play well that day. It was the referee. It was the conditions. It was he hadn't slept. It was he was distracted. But the fact was he had this ability, but he didn't learn how to do the work and to own it. So growth mindset, then you get a challenge. It's like, oh, I guess I just need to work harder. So what's really interesting to me is how usually aren't all one or the other. Mm-hmm. Usually we're not just all fixed mindset or all growth mindset. We can have a combination. Like for me, I'm fixed mindset around the arts. Like I'm not an artist. I can't do art. I can't do music. Around athletics, I'm not an athlete. I can't do that kind of stuff. And other things, I'm very game to keep learning and doing. So the thing about the growth mindset is that when we hit setbacks, the internal monologue in our head says, wonder what I could learn from that and wonder how I could approach it differently. It's a whole different frame. So we can quickly, this is the thing that blows my mind, quickly influence coworkers and children. Let me just tell you about the study that Carol Dweck, the author of this book, did in terms of impact. So for example, she just random group of kids, had them do this nonverbal IQ test. And they did pretty well. And so the kids that got 8 out of 10, for example, she would say to some, half the kids, she said, you know, that's a great job. It shows that you've got ability in this. You're very smart. As opposed to the other half of the kids, where she said, good score, you must have worked really hard.
Mm.
And so she didn't praise the gift. She praised the work they did to succeed.
The effort.
Yeah. And so what happens? Okay, that's just it. That's this random group of kids. That's all the difference was how they got the feedback about 8 out of 10. So the next phase of this was to give these kids little more difficult challenges. Virtually none of the kids who got the feedback that they had, they were smart and they had the ability, wanted to take on more difficult challenges. Why? Because it proved that they might not be smart. And so, and of the kids that got the praise about the effort that it took, 90% took the more difficult challenges.
90%.
And then they all the kids had to do more of these nonverbal IQ test problems. And the kids with the fixed mindset who was focused on you're smart, got ability, good job, those kids actually got worse and worse. Where the kids who got the feedback that that they put the time in and they worked it and learned how to work it got better and better.
Wow.
And that's just a random group of kids with one little teeny piece of feedback. So you think, my gosh, what could we be doing for each other if we just shifted the focus of the spotlight, you know, onto the work it takes to succeed, not the success itself. So, you know, I know I've just totally created a bunch of fixed mindsets around me because I always do. Good job. You're really smart. What talent. And you think, well, is that bad? But
well, it could be better.
It could be better, exactly, because it's and what happens. And I know this is true for me. You know, it creates sort of that judging voice in the kid's head, in my head, that says, "Oh, gee, I may not be smart because I didn't do this one perfectly this time, or maybe I really don't have the ability because this guitar is not coming to me so naturally." And so, for a couple things to help others, and I'm gonna come back next week and talk about what you and I can do with what places we have fixed mindsets, is first to get the brain is like a muscle. All the research says this. All the research says it changes and develops when you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that you're not a fixed entity. It has the potential to grow at all times. And so the more we teach, like for example, kids, that you have the ability to learn. So Carol Dweck went into troubled kids, really underperforming kids, and did just this class on the brain, brainiology, you know, she called it. And this one kid came up to her afterwards and said, so you mean I don't have to be dumb? I was like, oh. And this kid started to work. And they know saw improvement. So just that piece. Because yeah, think about it. You know, I've got a 20-month-old granddaughter. We don't criticize her for not speaking in full sentences yet. we didn't get on her for not speaking at 4 months. You know, we babies, if they show the brains and the difference in the density of the brain, because they're just making all kinds of connections.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that ability, even at midlife, older, you know, we all have that ability. And so just knowing that helps to give you that the positive. But the second piece is then what do we focus our praise on? And you know, so I'm telling yesterday, Tom and I went for a walk and we're really working on upping our physical activity. And so and I'm telling them all about this book and all about the growth mindset and how you need to focus on the effort and the hard work. And at the end of the walk, I said, good job. It's like, whoops. I mean, it's great that we're putting in the time to get ourselves in better shape. So that conscious awareness of that, I put the spotlight on the initiative it takes, seeing a difficult task through, dealing with the challenge. So what about a failure? So here's a little test. We've got this 9-year-old little girl just starting gymnastics. And she's got the right kind of body for it. She's really loving it. She's going to go to her first competition. And she's envisioning where she's going to hang the ribbon she's going to get from this. So she goes through it and gets no ribbons. And so she's very, very disappointed. What do you say to her? So here's some different choices. One would be, I could have done any of these. Well, you were really the best, you know, which could lead, could have been insincere. And it certainly leads to no recipe about how to recover, how to get better. Or, you know, you were really robbed. I think those judges, again, you're teaching them to blame. Gymnastics is not that important, honey. Don't worry. You're teaching them to devalue something that she does not do well right away. Or you know, you're really good. You have the ability. You'll just win next time, which is most dangerous at all, because it's focusing on the ability and winning as opposed to the effort. So what the parent actually did in this case was, you know, I know you're really disappointed, but honestly, you didn't deserve to win because you haven't put in the time yet. Those other little girls have been doing gymnastics for years. And so, and they've been working at it. And if you work at it and put in the effort, you've got that chance too, which the story in this particular case goes that she got ribbons at the next event. But it doesn't matter if she got the ribbons or not. Then what can you learn from that and go forward? So how we deal with failure, how we deal with success, where we shine the spotlight is quite different. Something to know, it's when you're working on changing mindsets in those around, your kids, yourself, it's not like you're doing surgery. Now, you don't just like remove the fixed non-growth mindset and replace it with the growth mindset. You're just creating a new pathway, think of it as a road in the forest. They got these trails in the forest that is the old pathway. You're just going to create a new one right next to it. And you got to keep doing it to get that pathway going. And the other thing I want to say as a caveat is we don't have to be great at everything. We don't have to be perfect. We cannot be good at stuff. But the stuff that we love and the stuff that we enjoy, where are we cutting ourselves a little bit short? So next week, I want to talk about things that you and I can do for those areas where the fixed mindsets might be keeping us living a little smaller than we could be.